This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On King of OX.
Own Shawn Michael Lyle has joined us, as he does whenever there's a Monday night Hancock and Kelly program. He is, of course, the most fascinating man in the world. A fascinating life, studied broadcasting in Hollywood, California, worked in Hollywood, California, and now
he smokes cigars with the governor.
Yes, with
the governor.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger, Yakov Smirnoff. That's how he first came to my attention, was his really close relationship with Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, and that's not even really his name, you know.
Right, of course.
Yeah, he named it after the
vodka.
Vodka, yeah.
What is
he's
it?
Ukrainian. I don't remember, but it is Yakov.
Yeah, he's from Odessa, I think.
Yeah, Odessa in Ukraine,
uh-huh.
Right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now we all know where Odessa is.
Right.
In Texas.
Right.
Have you ever been to a garage party?
A garage party. Well, yeah, I heard you talking on it as I was preparing my top of the hour newscast.
Right.
I heard you mentioning a garage party, and it's like, well, you know how your basic, I'm from San Jose, California.
Sure.
I'm from the suburbs. And when my sister got married, it's like a tent, you
right.
know, it's the same thing. You don't have to put up a tent. You just have
you
the
garage.
You got a garage. You open up the garage door and you park all the cars around the neighborhood, and even the driveway can serve as, you can put up tables or chairs there too. So yes, we would.
I can't believe Hancock has not experienced a party in a garage.
A house isn't big enough for those sizes of parties. And you know, we didn't have enough lawn and backyard. I mean, you use the lawn, the backyard, you use whatever square footage you have.
See, you're uninteresting. Well, most interesting man has been to a party
I understand.
In a garage.
I understand.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot here this evening.
Well, exactly.
So, William Shatner.
Bill Shatner was in town yesterday.
For what?
Well, it's the Fan Expo, and it was at the convention center. It was actually inside the dome, and for the most part, they have a bunch of booths where you can buy things, Japanimation pictures,
right.
swords,
Oh, yeah.
They have a thing where you actually, you have to check in your swords, because these are real weapons. I mean, these
actual swords.
Actual swords.
Was it like a Comic-Con type thing?
Yes, it's exactly the same thing. They can't use the word Comic-Con, because that's San Diego's copyrighted.
And what was he doing? Was he giving a talk, signing autographs?
Yeah, he was doing pictures. My wife wanted a picture of her with Bill Shatner.
Did she get it?
Yes, she did. You have to pay for it. You stand in line, then you go in there. And these days, of course, they have this piece of plexiglass
between you. Yeah.
But he just sat there. He said good morning to everybody, because it was about 11 a.m. Said good morning to everybody and nodded. And you stand there, take the picture, and on your way. So it was a picture of her, and she was very much like that. And then they have what they usually call panel discussions. And we've been to a few of these. They have panel discussions. So we go into the theater, because there's that theater at the Dome. And they had some guy named Mark something from Doctor Who or whatever. Mark Shepard.
Yeah, from Doctor Who was in town as
well. Yeah, an arrogant British actor who's now an American. Anyway, he sat there, you know, and just kind of the way they do it, they kind of lean back, exactly the way he's doing right now.
Yeah.
They kind of lean back and look like they're just kind of a bump in the chair, and hold the microphone up close to them, and they just field questions from the audience.
Wow.
And so anyway, Bill Shatner was coming on. He's 91 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He flew in the rocket.
Yes.
USS Enterprise.
The real rocket.
The Amazon rocket.
Yeah,
So
he's been in two rockets.
Right.
Two of them. So anyway, so he's the guy who basically invented this. So this whole concept of going to these fan conventions and going out there. So he didn't have a moderator or anything like that. The guy came out and said, ladies and gentlemen, here's William Shatner. And he comes on out, and he was there. I don't know exactly. I think it was about 45 minutes.
Wow.
That he did. And he starts out, you know, just saying hello to people, walking around the stage, saying hello to people. And then, of course, he says, okay, now you paid, you didn't pay to hear yourself talk, you heard to pay me talk. So that's the end of the interaction with the audience. And then he starts talking about, well, do you like St. Louis or St. Louis is what he asked.
Yeah.
And people, the look on his face when people said the Lou, and he was like, what? Because,
how was his gait? He was getting along okay?
Gets along fine. He's a 91-year-old man, don't be fooled.
What does a picture with William Shatner set you back?
I don't know.
You didn't. You had to pay.
It wasn't cheap. It was like $75,
$80. Wow.
Some of them are more.
And are you on a clock with the amount of time?
No, you just go. You walk in. They line people up. You walk in. You stand there. She smiles. He's sitting there in his director's chair.
Right.
And they smile and click. And then on your way out, the photo is printed out and handed to
you. Could you see the plexiglass in the printed photo or no?
Yeah, if you look for it, yeah.
Now, would he sign that for a little extra sugar?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was autographs after, which we weren't interested in autographs.
Right, yeah.
But he told stories. First of all, he told about a horse show that he did. He said, I've been to St. Louis before. I was in Queenie Park. And I did a horse show in Queenie Park.
Huh.
And there is a type of horse show, a horse category, which was called the Shatner, which was for what's called backyard horses, that so they can perform. And they created this category, which he had created because he's big into horses, and it debuted at Queenie Park. So he said, yeah, there was that. And then he went, you know, he took some questions and he talked about, you know, ethereal things and all that. He's a big thinker.
Yeah, yeah.
But the really funny thing was that there was a guy who asked the question. He said, what's your favorite Star Trek episode?
Yeah.
Now, he said, before that, he said, now, I know you've been asked this before, but what's your favorite Star Trek episode? And he gave him this look like, that has got to be the dumbest question there has ever been. That's the look that he gave. But then he paused and he said, let me tell you something. And he told about interviewing Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I did this interview show and I got a chance to interview Stephen Hawking. Now, he was in England, Stephen Hawking.
Right.
So he had to go to England to interview him.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, he's got the difficulty communicating because it's the computer that does it. And he's got a little cursor on his eye.
Yeah, right, a pointer.
Uh-huh. With a pointer. And so He said, you have to ask, send us the questions ahead of time. And then when you ask the questions, you have to ask them in the order and as you did.
Because he's pre-programmed all the answers in.
And there will be all that. And then when you're done with that, then Mr. Hawking will ask you a question and that'll be the interview. So he was there saying, I was there with Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliant minds in the history of the world. I mean, up there with Einstein, absolutely. Here's the guy who basically conceived of black holes.
Yeah.
And I was talking, and I was asking these questions, and I was in absolute awe of this. And then I got done with my questions, and it was time for him to ask his questions. And then he looked at his little computer, and he could see the little laser beam.
Mm-hmm.
W-H-A-T-I-S. Y-O-U, what is your favorite Star Trek episode? And so he said to the guy, you are right up there with Stephen
Hawking.
There
you go. Wow. Well,
that's cool.
What was funny, though, was the answer.
Okay.
The answer is, that was 55 years ago. I never watched the show. I have no idea.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
That's what he
but
said.
But that really is what made his whole career. That when it only ran for, what, three seasons or something, right?
Yeah, three seasons.
Well, don't forget, guys, he was on T.J. Hooker,
too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, but yeah. What he does is spoken word. He has albums and books.
Oh, right.
He's got like eight albums. They're great. I'm a fan of his albums.
Boy, really?
To me, it wasn't so much, I wasn't there to see Captain Kirk. I was there to see William Shatner, the guy who's, I hate to tell you this, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. That's one of his, You'll Have Time, it's called.
Well, folks, you don't get this kind of in-depth analysis of the life of William Shatner anyplace else rather than right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation, Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
William Shatner himself.
Well, that's right. Sean Michael Lyles, always a pleasure, sir. Mm-hmm. You remain the most fascinating man in the world. When we come back, Michael, it's What's Trending with Braxton Payne. That's next on KMOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
It is Hancock and Kelly, and we go to the celebrity guest line right now. We're joined by Braxton Payne, which we do every time Hancock and Kelly are on Monday evenings at this time for our favorite game of What's Trending. Hello, Braxton.
Good evening, gentlemen.
So are you back?
My bedtime today.
Are you back in town?
I am back in town. Yes, got back yesterday.
How was the trip?
It was great. I had an absolute blast. It was good and relaxing for the most part. I'm glad to be back home, and I kind of feel like it's Christmas Eve here in St. Louis. As you know, tomorrow the Blues take on the Avalanche, and you know that I am a big Colorado Avalanche
fan. Oh, I forgot about
that.
Can you believe this?
Yeah. Can we hang up the phone now? No.
Yeah. So I sent out an edict the other day at the office that said there is no Avalanche clothing or logos to be displayed in the office for the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, I made sure all my Avalanche gear was nice and clean today, and I'll make sure, you know, we'll have nice stuff throughout the whole week. But I also, once again, can complain that we have an 8:30 start time. Yeah. To this game tomorrow. I understand 7:30 in Colorado, but then we have the 7 o'clock game on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, it's like, yeah, during the week we have 8:30 games, but, you know, and then the weekends we have 7 o'clock.
Whoever does scheduling for the NHL used to be a player and got hit in the head too many times because they're making poor decisions whenever. So, you were in Turks and Caicos. Where is that?
So, it's about an hour and a half flight south of Fort Lauderdale, so it's in the Caribbean.
Nice. And who owns it?
So it's a British territory. It actually has been part of Jamaica at one point. It was part of Barbados at one point. They were all one Commonwealth together. They actually just got their constitution in 2012. So they have only they are a baby nation. But one thing I thought that was interesting when I was down there is, you know, even though it is a British territory still and still owned by the monarchy, is they use United States currency instead of British pounds or their own currency.
Yeah, of course.
Not many Turkish people on Turks and Caicos, though, is there?
I don't believe so. No, I do not.
So, would you recommend this place to people, or is Mexico just going down to Cancun just as good?
It depends on what you like to do. So, if you like nice resorts and things like that are not like all inclusive, where you're going to have a better dining, experience and probably some of the best beaches I've ever seen in my life. That's definitely, a location you want to go. If you're just looking for an all-inclusive trip where you don't have to leave the resort, then I would say, obviously Mexico and Cancun and Dominican Republic is the way to go.
So under those descriptions, Hancock, you want to be at the resort where you don't have to go anywhere and don't think about anything.
Yeah, right.
I figured that would be the case.
Unless there's a historical, something of interest, I'll go.
Well, you could go down there and check out the monarchy and all that stuff with Turks and Caicos. Well, Braxton.
What's trending?
What is trending?
So we got four options tonight. We have the British billionaire, Macy's, youth sports, and Kansas City.
You pick first, Hancock.
Let's go with a British billionaire.
So I was on Twitter today, looking for things, obviously, that are trending. And I came across this news story that I found that was really interesting. So this British billionaire, he was a phone tycoon, and he sold his portion of the company for £1.5 billion in 2006. And is absolutely, has a mega mansion in the British Rolling Hills. Well, he was looking, to help with Ukrainian crisis. And what he did is in England they have where you can sponsor refugees, similar to what we do here in the United States.
Okay.
So this young woman, she's, I believe, in her mid-30s with her 10-year-old son, are ending up living in his guest house on this £10 billion property in Britain right now. And so they came over actually on a guest visa. not a humanitarian visa. And so now he's in the news because he's trying to influence Parliament, and he gave, you know, billions of dollars to the Tories over the years to influence the government to, you know, ensure that this young woman has a refugee visa. And he's actually, his girlfriend is, he's 69. His girlfriend, his living girlfriend is 36. They have two kids together. And she was an actually,
They have two kids together.
They have two kids, yeah. And he, and she was an Olympic cyclist. So I think that's also interesting.
The guy
so
must he have has one a of kind the most of... attractive wallets.
Exactly. So if you want to look up this, I mean, what the thing is, what I thought found interesting is the pictures of this place. I mean, it looks like anything you would see in movies of a British place. But can you imagine picking up, you know, your whole entire world, and then you get into a house with, and what they did is how they selected, or how they, he offered the woman a place to live was a 10-minute Zoom meeting. And said, no, we're going to help out. And they're now living in, they've been living in the guest house for the past month and a half.
How awesome is that? Well, good for him.
Very good that he's doing that.
All you know? And I don't have a problem that he's trying to influence them to get her a refugee visa. I mean, he's changed this young lady and her child's life forever. That's awesome. I get to pick the next topic.
Go.
You said Kansas City?
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw the news today. You've seen the news probably that, you know, the Royals are looking to make a move downtown and then leave their current home off Highway 70. And one thing I was just, you know, reading about it is that it looks like, you know, it wasn't going to happen until probably 2030. But today that they've, you know, some of the rumors is that it could happen as early as 2026. So they could build a new stadium downtown Kansas City all within, you know, 3 years. But some of the things that I found interesting is that they're going to, you know, the people of Kansas City are going to have to place a vote on this. So they're going to have a lot of politics and picking of two locations that they've narrowed it down. But I was kind of thinking of stadiums in general. I think we've gone past the era of where we can move stadiums out to the suburbs. I think they have to be in the urban core.
So they're going to get to choose the location? Are the taxpayers in Kansas City being asked to put up money getting input?
Yeah, so it's mainly they're going to probably most likely be voting on bond issues to help fund the new stadium. You know, it is going to be a quasi public-private partnership, similar to what Kansas City has done with their renovations of the airport. I think they're kind of used to that type of partnership in Kansas City. And there's obviously still a lot of details. The Royals owners have wanted to keep this very private. I think for several reasons, they don't want the, you know, an increase of price of land. If they're going to for sure say where they're going to go. But I think they have a lot of work to do politically behind the scenes. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. Over
they
the
got
next,
a lot of
you know,
work to do
years.
On the field, too, because they're the worst team in baseball right now. In fact,
yeah,
they go to the games when we play there. But they
fired their hitting coach.
Their hitting coach,
John Mabry,
our
former hitting coach.
Is that who they fired?
Yeah,
Mabry.
Yeah,
and so we still have got our former manager over there,
Mike Matheny.
Mike Matheny. Yeah, they've got to start winning. It's going to be really hard to get blood out of that turnip with a losing team.
Yeah, they've got some good young talent. That Whit Merrifield's a good ball player. Yeah, but they're missing a lot of pieces.
Yeah, and the catcher is a stud, but he's about done, isn't he?
No, he's got some good years.
Does he?
Salvador Perez, yeah.
He's so tall to be a catcher.
Yeah, well, they've been DHing him. They've been DHing him some this year. Yeah, and that could prolong his career as well. He is a very good ball player.
All right, we got time for one more. What? Give us a topic and go at it.
So I got Macy's or youth sports, and I'll go with Macy's because I found this story very interesting today. So this woman, I don't know if you know this, I didn't know this until I read the article, was that, you know, Macy's still has private shoppers that help people shop at Macy's, which I found, they're called buyers now. They're not like, you know, the personal shoppers, but they're called buyers. And one of the things that I found is just she actually approached management last year and said, you know, there's a hole in the market. There's no African-American sororities. They have like this unique type of dress that they use for like their graduations or events and things like that. And it's a very unique style. So she came to management and said, I think there's a hole in the market. We should, you know, we should produce these. And so just this last year, it's shown that they've done $10 million in revenue.
Wow.
Of
wow.
this dress from this buyer just saying, hey, I think we need to do this. And management took the risk. And
don't you love hearing those stories?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard this story, and I'm going to bastardize it a bit here, but it's essentially this story. Doritos, yeah. The company Doritos, same situation. New CEO, he puts out a directive to anybody in the, look, if you have an idea on how to make money for Doritos, we'll, you know, I'm open to hearing from anybody. So one of the janitors sat down and wrote him an email and said, look, I'm of Hispanic, you know, mm-hmm. culture. And, you know, there's just no spicy, hot Doritos. And as a result, this guy brought the janitor up. They created flaming hot Doritos.
Wow.
And now it's one of the biggest. And this guy's become an executive. He went from being the janitor to an executive just by coming up with the idea flaming hot. And then they came up with a bunch of derivatives of that. So this is a similar story, Brax.
Yeah, it's very similar.
I love stories like that. It just also just gives you hope. And when you're doom scrolling on social media and everything's so negative, you actually get to see something positive.
Well, that is good stuff. You know, I've got a very similar story like that myself. I'm likely to go from the talk show host to the janitor. but you never know. Braxton Payne, always a pleasure. Great to hear from you. What's Trending was a success again this Monday night. When we come back, Michael.
I'm going on vacation.
Oh, boy. We're going to hear all about it next on KMOX.
Picture yourself in a boat. On a river with tangerine trees and marmalade sky.
Music right there. That's what
somebody calls
you. Our guy Shawn Michael Lyle likes this.
Quite slowly.
Oh, let's say
a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
It's a Beatles tune.
Yeah.
And he's talking through the lyrics.
Yeah. Spoken word music.
That's
is,
what
is,
that is.
Spoken
okay.
word.
Oh.
Okay, we can turn that off.
Kind of like a precursor to rap music.
Well, I don't know that I would call that a precursor to rap. Yeah, no, I don't know that I would go that far.
I like William Shatner.
So did you see this story today? So Goldman Sachs, it's one of the big banks on Wall Street. So you got Goldman, you've got Chase, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, they're all
blah,
right
blah,
there.
Yeah. So Goldman Sachs announced this week that in a memo stated that as of May 1st, there is no cap on paid leave for senior staff in the firm.
Wow.
Every employee will be expected to take a minimum of 15 days leave per year from January 23 with at least 1 week of consecutive time off. Junior staff will only get an extra 2 days off.
Yeah.
Now, do you understand what just happened? They just put out, first of all, this is Goldman Sachs. If you're a senior staff, you're multi-millions.
You're doing well.
Right. The junior staff, who's actually doing the work for the multi-million guys,
right.
They'll get an extra 2 days of vacation this year.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
But if you're a senior staff, by all means, take as many days as you'd like.
Yeah.
There's no cap on it.
Yeah. You got a problem with that.
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a little nuts that you're going to segregate your population that way. First of all, the idea of unlimited vacation, you know, maybe it makes some sense. I don't know, but
says,
it would be
Michael Kelly.
It would be, maybe it would be abused. But the idea that you put out a directive and say senior staff have as many days as you'd like and you peasants, we're not only going to let you eat cake, we're going to give you 2 extra days.
Which is very generous.
And oh God.
And here's what I would say. This is an incentive because if you're a junior staff, you want to become a senior staff and you want to become a multimillionaire. And you're incenting your people who are working very, very hard that, you know, this is a great place to work. And when you've made it, you've made it.
Weren't you just bragging to me the other day that you're a union man now? Huh?
Yeah.
Aren't you a union man? Think of the argument. Yeah,
the union
label. But think what you just said.
Yeah.
You just said the peasants who get an extra 2 days should be grateful.
They should.
And that maybe someday they may be able to attain senior status.
And wouldn't that be wonderful? And what a great thing to aspire to reach that level, the pinnacle of your career, a senior manager at Goldman Sachs. Yay, even a partner, perhaps.
Well, let me ask you this, because you and I have both known CEOs of companies that I guess this type of rule would apply to.
Yeah.
But we also know the person who is their assistant, who actually does all the work.
Yeah.
And we both know them for who work for different people.
Sure.
Those people are the ones who deserve unlimited vacation. And, I mean, they're the ones who are actually doing the work. The big guys, yeah, big girls, you know, whatever. But, I mean, the people who are actually doing the work, they're the ones getting hosed here, brother.
Nobody's getting hosed here.
Yeah, they are. Or they're getting 2 extra days, but boss, he may not even come in next year.
Great. I mean, you know, is the work getting done? Is the product being produced? Well,
why, if the work's getting done and the product's getting, why put that limitation only for senior staff? Why not apply it for junior staff?
Because the junior staff needs to produce the product.
You mean they've got to do the work?
Yeah.
But in many instances, and you and I know these folks who help out some of these CEOs, they're considered junior staff. They're older than the person who they're working for.
Can be, yeah.
Oh, so why would someone at the very top be left to their discretion, you know, as
well, that's the company policy. The company has adopted that
policy.
Yeah,
I get that it's company policy, but it's a screw job. You would agree on that.
No, I really don't.
Oh,
I would imagine that's a great place to work.
What?
And Goldman Sachs.
No, a great place to work is at the Kelly Group.
And see, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, those people do get unlimited.
You know what? Yeah. And everybody's productive and works hard. And,
right.
And most people wind up barely taking vacation.
Yeah.
You watch me walk out of that office all the time, and I say to them, what do I say?
Go home.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go enjoy your life.
Right.
But the treating your employees as two different classes, I don't think is going to build up aspirational employees. I think it's going to build division and
you
resentment.
Might be right.
Poor strategy.
And if that happens, they've made a poor choice. And if that happens, they'll have to alter
their
policy.
And how much more do the guys at the top need, John? We're already soaking them. They came out today that CEO pays 265 times that of the average worker's pay. Those numbers are, you know, and so we just continue to watch the rich get soaked. And even when it comes to policies on vacation, we're treating those who actually are doing the work with less value than those at the top. And if it wasn't for the person screwing on the doorknobs out at GM or the person working on the computer to install that piece of glass on the F-18 or to can that bottle of beer out in Anheuser-Busch, these other folks wouldn't be taking home the big money and having unlimited vacation.
Yeah, but those people that are at the top worked their way there. And they started out probably, most of them, as they're very young. And they worked and they worked and they worked and they produced and they were rewarded for it. And that's the way it's supposed to work. You work hard, you get rewarded, you move up. And at some point, if you've got enough talent, if you made enough difference, and if you provided enough value to your employer, you're going to be rewarded in that way. And I think that's kind of cool. I'm just saying.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about what will have to be your retirement program under a John Hancock world. Can you bet your way to victory?
Whoa.
Or win the lottery?
Wow.
Next on KMOX.
Working on a night moon.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On KMOX.
Welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. And this will be our last segment for a Monday evening. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 11 with Amy Mark Scores. Michael will be back on Wednesday and Thursday of this week from 8:30 to 11. With Amy Mark Scores. So tell me about this bet.
Okay, so Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Is this guy down in Houston, Texas.
He's done very well with his little mattresses.
Yeah, and he's famous for making these types of wagers that he'll go to. He usually does it on the Super Bowl, and he offers a promotion that if you'll come in and send a certain amount of money, he's going to place a bet, and if that team wins, he'll give you back a certain amount of your money.
Hmm.
So he has placed two separate bets on the World Series, saying that the Astros will win the World Series. Both bets total $4 million, with odds that those bets would net $42 million. If the Astros win the World Series, he's placed $4 million in bets. If the Astros win at plus 1,000, he will win $42 million. Normally, you would go to his store, and he would offer you promotion. Anything you spend up to $5,000, he'll refund your money back if he wins his bet. This time, he's doubling it. So if you went and spent $6,000 with him and you won, and you bought your stuff, you would get $12,000 back.
Wow.
Mattress Mac.
So, I mean, that's a lot of money to be making just on mattresses, you know?
Well, it's the single largest sportsbook wager ever in terms of, not the single largest wager ever, but it would be the single largest payout ever that one house would have to pay
and
one
do the casino
swoop.
Or the bookie or whoever, they could say no,
I guess,
right?
They could reject the bet, mm-hmm. but you'd have to have confidence in your numbers. Now, I do know, you know how you hear some of these stories about a guy who bought a $1,000 ticket on Providence, Rhode Island to go to the Final Four and something freaky happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he wins the entire thing, he'll win, you know, $2 million. There have been cases of the sports book going to the holder of a ticket prior to an end of a game or a season and making a settlement with them saying, hey, you have a chance to win $42 million if the Astros win.
Right.
But we'll give you $7 million right now just to walk away.
Uh-huh.
So that type of stuff happens. But I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Shatner music right there. That's what
our
guy Sean Michael Lyle likes this.
Quite slowly.
Oh, let's say
a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
It's a Beatles tune.
Yeah.
And he's talking through the lyrics.
Yeah, spoken word music.
That's
is,
what that is. Okay.
Spoken word. Oh. Okay, we can turn that off.
Kind of like a precursor to rap music.
Well, I don't know that I would call that a precursor to rap. Yeah, no, I don't know that I would go that far.
I like William Shatner.
So did you see this story today? So Goldman Sachs, it's one of the big banks on Wall Street. So you got Goldman, you've got Chase, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, they're all
blah, right, blah, blah, there. Yeah. So Goldman Sachs announced this week that in a memo stated that as of May 1st, there is no cap on paid leave for senior staff in the firm.
Wow.
Every employee will be expected to take a minimum of 15 days leave per year from January 23 with at least 1 week of consecutive time off. Junior staff will only get an extra 2 days off.
Yeah.
Now, do you understand what just happened? They just put out, first of all, this is Goldman Sachs. If you're a senior staff, you're multi-millions.
You're doing well.
Right. The junior staff who's actually doing the work for the multi-million guys, right, they'll get an extra 2 days of vacation this
year. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
But if you're a senior staff, by all means, take as many days as you'd like.
Yeah.
There's no cap on it.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I think it's a little nuts that you're going to segregate your population that way. First of all, the idea of unlimited vacation, you know, maybe it makes some sense. I don't know, but
says,
it would be,
Michael Kelly.
It would be, maybe it would be abused. But the idea that you put out a directive and say, senior staff have as many days as you'd like, and you peasants, we're not only going to let you eat cake, we're going to give you two extra days.
Which is very generous.
And
here's what I would say.
Ugh.
This is an incentive because if you're a junior staff, you want to become a senior staff and you want to become a multimillionaire. And it's you're showing, you're incenting your people who are working very, very hard that, you know, this is a great place to work, and when you've made it, you've made it.
Weren't you just bragging to me the other day that you're a union man now? Huh?
Yeah.
Aren't you a union man? Think of the argument. Yeah, the union label. But think what you just said.
Yeah.
You just said the peasants who get an extra 2 days should be grateful.
They should.
And that maybe someday they may be able to attain senior status.
And wouldn't that be wonderful? And what a great thing to aspire to reach that level, the pinnacle of your career, a senior manager at Goldman Sachs. Yay, even a partner, perhaps.
Well, let me ask you this, because you and I have both known CEOs of companies that I guess this type of rule would apply to.
Yeah.
But we also know the person who is their assistant, who actually does all the work.
Yeah.
And we both know them for who work for different people.
Sure.
Those people are the ones who deserve unlimited vacation. And, I mean, they're the ones who are actually doing the work. The big guys, yeah, big girls, you know, whatever. But, I mean, the people who are actually doing the work, they're the ones getting hosed here, brother.
Nobody's getting hosed here.
Yeah, they are. Oh, they're getting 2 extra days, but boss, he may not even come in next year.
Great. I mean, you know, is the work getting done? Is the product being produced?
Well, why,
is the company
okay,
making money?
Why, if the work's getting done and the product's getting, why put that limitation only for senior staff? Why not apply it for junior staff?
Because the junior staff needs to produce the product.
You mean they've got to do the work?
Yeah.
But in many instances, and you and I know these folks who help out some of these CEOs, they're considered junior staff. They're older than the person who they're working for.
Can be, yeah.
Oh, so why would someone at the very top be left to their discretion, you know, as
well,
management?
That's the company policy. The company has adopted that policy.
Yeah, I get that it's company policy, but it's a screw job. You would agree on that.
No, I really don't.
Oh,
I would imagine that's a great place to work.
What?
And Goldman Sachs.
No, a great place to work is at the Kelly Group.
And, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, those people do get unlimited
vacation. You know what? Yeah. And everybody's productive and works hard, and,
right,
and most people wind up barely taking vacation.
Yeah.
You watch me walk out of that office all the time, and I say to them, what do I say?
Go home.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go enjoy your life.
Right.
But the treating your employees as two different classes, I don't think is going to build up aspirational employees. I think it's going to build division and
you
resentment.
Might be right.
Poor strategy.
And if that happens, they've made a poor choice. And if that happens, they'll have to alter
that
policy.
And how much more do the guys at the top need, John? We're already soaking them. They came out today that CEO pays 265 times that of the average worker's pay. Those numbers are, you know, and so we just continue to watch the rich get soaked. And even when it comes to policies on vacation, we're treating those who actually are doing the work with less value than those at the top. And if it wasn't for the person screwing on the doorknobs out at GM or the person working on the computer to install that piece of glass on the F-18 or to can that bottle of beer, not an Anheuser-Busch, these other folks wouldn't be taking home the big money and having unlimited vacation.
Yeah, but those people that are at the top worked their way there. And they started out probably, most of them, as they're very young. And they worked and they worked and they worked and they produced and they were rewarded for it. And that's the way it's supposed to work. You work hard, you get rewarded, you move up. And at some point, if you've got enough talent, if you made enough difference, and if you provided enough value to your employer, you're going to be rewarded in that way. And I think that's kind of cool. I'm just saying.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about what will have to be your retirement program under a John Hancock world. Can you bet your way to victory?
Whoa.
Or win the lottery? Wow. Next on KMOX.
Working on a night moon. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On KMOX.
Welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. And this will be our last segment for a Monday evening. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 11 with Amy Mark Scores. Michael will be back on Wednesday and Thursday of this week from 8:30 to 11. With Amy Mark Scores. So tell me about this bet.
Okay, so Mattress Mack.
Mattress Mack.
Is this guy down in Houston, Texas.
He's done very well with his little mattresses.
Yeah, and he's famous for making these types of wagers that he'll go to. He usually does it on the Super Bowl, and he offers a promotion that if you'll come in and send a certain amount of money, he's going to place a bet, and if that team wins, he'll give you back a certain amount of your money. Hmm. So he has placed two separate bets on the World Series, saying that the Astros will win the World Series. Both bets total $4 million, with odds that those bets would net $42 million. If the Astros win the World Series, he's placed $4 million in bets. If the Astros win at plus 1,000, he will win $42 million. Normally, you would go to his store, and he would offer you promotion. Anything you spend up to $5,000, he'll refund your money back if he wins his bet. This time he's doubling it. So if you went and spent $6,000 with him and you won, and you bought your stuff, you would get $12,000 back.
Wow.
Mattress Mac.
So I mean, you got it. That's a lot of money to be making just on mattresses. You know.
Well, it's the single largest sportsbook wager ever in terms of not the single largest wager ever, but it would be the single largest payout ever that one house would have to pay.
And
one
do the casino
swoop.
Or the bookie or whoever they could say no.
I guess
right?
They could reject the bet, but you'd have to have confidence in your numbers now. I do know, you know how you hear some of these stories about a guy who bought a $1,000 ticket on Providence, Rhode Island to go to the Final Four and something freaky happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he wins the entire thing, he'll win, you know, $2 million. There have been cases of the sports book going to the holder of a ticket prior to an end of a game or a season and making a settlement with them, saying, hey, you have a chance to win $42 million if the Astros win.
Right.
But we'll give you $7 million right now just to walk away.
Uh-huh.
So that type of stuff happens. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to have confidence in your betting folks. And if you ever follow the betting lines, I am not a bettor myself, but I like to watch the lines.
Yeah.
These guys are really good. They get it within a point usually. And even, like, some of these games that go down to the last second and a field goal, you know, it will be within the spread and right where they always thought it would be. They're incredible.
Yeah, and obviously the book wins more often than not because they're making money and the people gambling are not. I mean, some do, I suppose. Well, Mattress Mac, that's a lot of money. But how do you build the kind of wealth on a mattress business?
Well, he's not a spring chicken.
Yeah.
So I think he may have made his money. Well, obviously he's a gambler, so maybe he made his money in gambling, and maybe he's he's just got stupid money from, you know, several of these mattress places down there in Houston. But this is not something he does in secret. He's been doing it for a long time, and he'll let people know what he's up to. But looking at the picture of him, I bet he's an 80-year-old plus man. So he's been doing it a long time,
but he's got a good mattress.
What he up to. What's that?
I bet he's got a good mattress, Mattress Mac.
These kinds of bets are nothing new for Mattress Mac, who won $15 million when Kansas won the NCAA tournament last month.
Wow.
That ended his losing streak for which he lost $4.5 million in bets when he had the Bengals to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. He also had big money on each of the Patriots and Titans to go to the Super Bowl, but both were eliminated in January. He also bet 2.7 on Alabama to beat Georgia in the national championship.
And they did not.
No. So
he's having a bad run here.
Yeah, Mattress Mac bet more than $3.5 million throughout the course of the entire last season of baseball on the Astros to win the World Series.
Well, there you have it. Now, you were telling me, you know, one of the things about baseball that is frustrating for a lot of fans like myself is this whole business of tanking, where teams will strip their rosters down to get rid of everybody, and they're going to lose. And the idea is they'll go and get better draft choices, and then they'll rebuild from within while the players are young and affordable, and maybe there's a chance. Like the Pirates, you know, about a decade ago did this. They had a pretty good run for a couple of years, and then they get rid of everybody. And it bothers me because, you know, sports, you ought to be trying to win.
Right.
You know, but that's certainly... There are these teams that just tank, and they do it. Some of them do it over and over and over again.
And in European sport, that dog don't hunt. They don't do it that way. And so what they have in European sport is they have a relegation table. And what a relegation table is, let's just use Major League Baseball as an example,
all right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The team with the most points wins the championship. The team with the least amount of points, you are relegated. So if you're... who's going to be a bad team this year? The Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
And they come in last place. They go down to AAA, and whatever team won first place at AAA moves up to the big leagues. So in Europe and in England, you have some of these small towns that don't have the world's greatest players and stuff who wound up winning their division, and the guy in the higher division goes down. And what I like about that is two things. Number one, it incentivizes teams to want to win,
right,
like you said. Mm-hmm. The other thing is it makes all the games mean something till the end. Some of the biggest celebrations in European soccer have been over a team that just narrowly avoids
third to last
being relegated, uh-huh, and they celebrate. And as opposed to us, where we say, oh, my goodness, you know.
Cincinnati,
you were so terrible. Guess what? You're going to get the number one, two, and three draft choices, and we're going to try to prop you up. It kind of puts the pressure on management to win rather than allowing luck of the draw to win.
It wouldn't work in baseball, of course, because all the minor league teams are affiliated with a major league team.
Yeah, but I was just trying to use somewhat of a comparison.
Yeah. But they do it, I guess, in soccer. That's the big one over there in England.
Mm-hmm.
And have any big cities?
There's plenty of stories of teams that, you know, 2 years ago weren't even in the league, and now they're competing. And like I said, it would be like Warrington had its own team, and, you know, it got to the big leagues, and they're playing against the Yankees and the Dodgers and have a chance to compete. But more often than not, the relegation teams bounce back and forth.
Sure.
But sometimes you'll have that surge. But it means big money to these teams that you lose or gain
go
up a step or if you have to go back a step.
You also got it in history where you've got teams from these very big cities that might end up actually, you know, they drop down two or three. There's a Netflix documentary series out on Sunderland, who used to be one of the biggest teams in all of England. Now they're fighting it out in like the third league down.
Yeah. It's a cool way to do sport. And then talk about having it all on the line. But the idea that one of those games at the end means something.
I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I mean, I kind of like it.
And then more importantly, there is no incentive to do poorly. You're not going to be rewarded.
Right.
I don't know that American owners could handle it, but I bet American sports players would love it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, I know a lot of the major league players are frustrated with these teams that, you know, take their payrolls down to nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about having a salary floor as well as a salary cap. And that didn't get done in this baseball negotiation. But we were having a season, and the Cardinals are a little frustrating at times, but the pieces are all there. And they're going to play two games tomorrow against the New York Mets. That's going to be... That might be really interesting after the last series here against the Mets. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Michael on the board. Thank you guys very much. Shawn Michael is next with the news. 30 to 11 with Amy Mark Scores. Michael will be back on Wednesday and Thursday of this week from 8:30 to 11 with Amy Mark Scores. So tell me about this bet.
Okay, so Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Is this guy down in Houston, Texas.
He's done very well with his little mattresses.
Yeah, and he's famous for making these types of wagers that he'll go to. He usually does it on the Super Bowl, and he offers a promotion that if you'll come in and send a certain amount of money, he's going to place a bet, and if that team wins, he'll give you back a certain amount of your money. Hmm. So he has placed two separate bets on the World Series, saying that the Astros will win the World Series. Both bets total $4 million, with odds that those bets would net $42 million. If the Astros win the World Series, he's placed $4 million in bets. If the Astros win at plus 1,000, he will win $42 million. Normally, you would go to his store and he would offer you promotion. Anything you spend up to $5,000, he'll refund your money back if he wins his bet. This time he's doubling it. So if you went and spent $6,000 with him and you won, and you bought your stuff, you would get $12,000 back.
Wow.
Mattress Mac.
So I mean, he got it. That's a lot of money to be making just on mattresses. You know.
Well, it's the single largest sports book wager ever in terms of not the single largest wager ever, but it would be the single largest payout ever that one house would have to pay.
And,
in
and
one
do the casino
swoop.
Or the bookie or whoever they could say no.
I guess
right?
they could reject the bet, mm-hmm. but you'd have to have confidence in your numbers now. I do know, you know how you hear some of these stories about a guy who bought a $1,000 ticket on Providence, Rhode Island to go to the Final Four and something freaky happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he wins the entire thing, he'll win, you know, $2 million. There have been cases of the sports book going to the holder of a ticket prior to an end of a game or a season and making a settlement with them saying, hey, you have a chance to win $42 million if the Astros win.
Right.
But we'll give you $7 million right now just to walk away.
Uh-huh.
So that type of stuff happens. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to have confidence in your betting folks. And if you ever follow the betting lines, I am not a better myself, but I like to watch the lines.
Yeah.
These guys are really good. They get it within a point usually. And even, like, some of these games that go down to the last second and a field goal, you know, it will be within the spread and right where they always thought it would be. They're incredible.
Yeah, and obviously the book wins more often than not because they're making money and the people gambling are not. I mean, some do, I suppose. Well, Mattress Mac, that's a lot of money. But how do you build the kind of wealth on a mattress business?
Well, he's not a spring chicken.
Yeah.
So I think he may have made his money. Well, obviously he's a gambler, so maybe he made his money in gambling, and maybe he's just got stupid money from several of these mattress places down there in Houston. But this is not something he does in secret. He's been doing it for a long time, and he'll let people know what he's up to. But looking at the picture of him, I bet he's an 80-year-old plus man.
Hmm.
So he's been doing it a long
but
time,
he's got
and
a
he
good
knows
mattress.
What he's up to. What's that?
I bet he's got a good mattress, Mattress Mac.
These kinds of bets are nothing new for Mattress Mac, who won $15 million when Kansas won the NCAA tournament last month.
Wow.
That ended his losing streak for which he lost $4.5 million in bets when he had the Bengals to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. He also had big money on each of the Patriots and Titans to go to the Super Bowl, but both were eliminated in January. He also bet $2.7 on Alabama to beat Georgia in the national championship.
And they did not.
No. So
he's having a bad run here.
Yeah, Mattress Mac bet more than $3.5 million throughout the course of the entire last season of baseball on the Astros to win the World Series.
Well, there you have it. Now, you were telling me, you know, one of the things about baseball that is frustrating for a lot of fans like myself is this whole business of tanking, where teams will strip their rosters down to get rid of everybody, and they're going to lose. And the idea is they'll go and get better draft choices, and then they'll rebuild from within while the players are young and affordable, and maybe there's a chance. Like the Pirates, you know, about a decade ago did this. They had a pretty good run for a couple of years, and then they get rid of everybody. And it bothers me because, you know, sports, you ought to be trying to win.
Right.
You know, but that's certainly, there are these teams that just tank, and they do it. Some of them do it over and over and over again.
And in European sport, that dog don't hunt. They don't do it that way. And so what they have in European sport is they have a relegation table. And what a relegation table is, let's just use Major League Baseball as an example,
all right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The team with the most points wins the championship. The team with the least amount of points, you are relegated. So if you're, who's going to be a bad team this year? The Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
And they come in last place. They go down to AAA, and whatever team won first place at AAA moves up to the big leagues. So in Europe and in England, you have some of these small towns that don't have the world's greatest players and stuff who wound up winning their division, and the guy in the higher division goes down. And what I like about that is two things. Number one, it incentivizes teams to want to win,
right,
like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it makes all the games mean something till the end. Some of the biggest celebrations in European soccer have been over a team that just narrowly avoids
third to last
being relegated,
uh-huh,
and they celebrate. And as opposed to us, where we say, oh, my goodness,
Cincinnati,
you were so terrible. Guess what? You're going to get the number one, two, and three draft choices, and we're going to try to prop you up. It's, it kind of puts the pressure on management to win rather than allowing luck of the draw to win.
It wouldn't work in baseball, of course, because all the minor league teams are affiliated with a major league team.
Yeah, but I was just trying to use somewhat of a comparison.
Yeah. But they do it, I guess, in soccer. That's the big one over there in England.
Mm-hmm.
And have any big cities?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of stories of teams that, 2 years ago weren't even in the league, and now they're competing. And like I said, it would be like Warrington had its own team, and, you know, it got to the big leagues, and they're playing against the Yankees and the Dodgers and have a chance to compete. But more often than not, the relegation teams bounce back and forth. But sometimes you'll have that surge. But it means big money to these teams that you lose or gain
if you go
up a step or if you have to go back a step.
You also got it in history where you've got teams from these very big cities that might end up actually, you know, they drop down two or three. There's a Netflix documentary series out on Sunderland, who used to be one of the biggest teams in all of England. Now they're fighting it out in like the third league down.
Yeah. It's a cool way to do sport. And then talk about having it all on the line. But the idea that one of those games at the end means something.
I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I mean, in theory, I kind of like it.
And then more importantly, there is no incentive to do poorly.
You're not
going to be rewarded.
Right.
I don't know that American owners could handle it, but I bet American sports players would love it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of the major league players are frustrated with these teams that, you know, take their payrolls down to nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about having a salary floor as well as a salary cap. And that didn't get done in this baseball negotiation, but we were having a season, and the Cardinals are a little frustrating at times, but the pieces are all there, and they're going to play two games tomorrow against the New York Mets. That might be really interesting after the last series here against the Mets. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Michael on the board. Thank you guys very much. Shawn Michael is next with the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.